That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there, this is Dick Huddleston again. Well, Lum got pretty well fed up with the way Abner misunderstands everything, and Abner, to protect himself, was forced to take refuge in the library part of the store, over which Lum had put up a sign, "No Scuffling." But Lum finally called a truce and then went to the county seat to get some library cards. He'd just gotten back, and Abner's anxious to see what he brought with him.
Now, wait, Abner, don't go ripping that package open. You just get them library cards all mixed up there.
Well, Lum, I just want to see what you bring back from the county seat.
I'll show them to you. Just sit down there and take it easy. You'll see. I'll show you the card.
Good.
Of course, now, where it says the name of the library at the top here, we'll have to change that to Pine Ridge Library.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing about this is we get them for nothing.
For nothing?
Yes, sir. The library woman at the county seat said we could have even more if we need them.
Well, at that price, well, let's get them whether we need them or not.
Well, that's silly. We got more there now than we can use. Leastways right now.
Yeah, there must be 100 cards here. Don't believe we got over 25 or 30 books in the library. Looks like we got more customers than we got books.
Well, we ain't got any customers yet. Besides, everybody with a card don't necessarily take out a book. Some of them just comes in to browse.
Yeah, well, I would... browse?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, give out cards to sheep and cows?
Now, wait, stop right there. You're mixed up again, ain't you?
Well, I'd say somebody was mixed up in here. I ain't going to say which one. Not after the trouble I got into the other day with you over that lying business.
Well, I'll tell you which one it is. It's you.
Oh, wait.
When I said that. Browse, well, right away you started thinking about animals out in the field. You never waited long enough to find out that people browse, too.
They do. Hope Elizabeth don't find that out. She'll stop cooking for me and send me out in the field.
Now, wait, wait. This is a different kind of browse. It means just sort of looking around.
When I'm hungry, I don't look around. I eat grass or whatever it is on.
Animals browse with their mouths, but people browse with their eyes. Now, have you got that straight?
Yep. Animals mouth browse and people eyebrows.
Good. Is it safe to go on now?
Sure. I've got everything straightened out now.
Good. Now then...
just one little thing, Mom.
Yeah?
Don't animals have eyebrows, too?
Abner, just hush up and forget the whole thing, will you, please?
Yeah, sure. Anything you say, Mom. Want to keep things peaceful around here.
Well, good.
Good.
All right, now. You see here, these, there's white cards and yellow cards.
Uh-huh.
Now, before anybody can get a yellow card to take out books with, they have to fill out the questions on the white card.
Why?
Well, I don't know, but that's the way it's done anyway.
Huh.
And if we're going to run a library, we're going to run it right or not at all.
Yeah, well, I'm for that, even if I don't know what we're doing.
Well, it's the thing to do.
But...
besides, it'll make a good impress on folks, asking questions and filling in blanks and all. Wish we had some rubber stamps so we could stamp something on them cards. That'd make it look genuine official.
I wish we had some customers. That's what I wish.
Well, we'll get some. Ezra Seastrunk will want a card. He reads a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Told me the other day, reads a whole book every year.
No, me. What's he trying to do, ruin his eyes?
Well, he does have to use glasses to do it.
Oh, thick ones, too.
I know Miss Barton will want a card.
Miss Barton, huh?
Yeah, she's missing on getting one yesterday.
Good.
And, of course, Miss Fredericks. I think I'll give her 2 cards, seeing as how she gave me so much advice on how to run a library.
When is she going to start sitting at our library table to read and study like you said she would?
Well, I ain't bring that up yet, but I told her we had a lot of good books that she'd be interested in, like some of the Horatio Alger books, and Gilbert the Boy Trapper, and some of them. I reckon she'll be over pretty.
I know, but there's Cedric out there, Lum. We better get him. Hey, Cedric! Cedric!
What are you hollering at him for?
I want to get him in here and give him a library card. Hey, Cedric! Come in here! He's coming.
Well, stop hollering that way. If folks want a card, let them come in and ask for them.
Well, I figured this would give us a chance to practice filling in them blanks and all that junk.
I don't need no practice. I know exactly how to do it. That woman librarian at the county seat explained everything to me.
Well. Oh, hello, Cedric. Come on in and browse a little with your eyebrows.
Mom,
Come on back, Frederick.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. Was you calling me?
Yeah. You want a library card?
Well, I don't know. How much is it?
They're free. Ain't they long?
Of course they are. It'll cost you a penny. And it'd be a good thing for you, too, Frederick. Boy your age ought to have a card.
Yes, Mom. I'll give 3 box tops and 10 cents for my other card.
What other? Is there another library in town?
No, Mom. This card says I'm a member of the Dick Tracy Junior Detectives. I don't use the card much, though.
You don't, huh?
No, Mom. This card entitles me to study up on fingerprints.
Huh.
I put a bunch of them around the house to find out who the guilty party was.
Well, you find out, Teddy?
Yes, Mom. It was me.
What?
Mama made me wash my hands, so I ain't used it much since.
Aw, well.
Well, it's a different thing altogether, Cedric. It's a library card. All we have to do is fill in a few blanks here on this white card.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, you've got a lot of blanks to fill in, Cedric. Go ahead, ask him the question, Tom.
Name, Cedric Weehunt.
Yeah, that's right. These are sure easy questions.
Address, I know that.
Yeah, but does Cedric know? Oh, yeah, I guess he'd know that.
Yes, Mom, fine reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that good.
Good for Cedric, hooray.
Name of husband or wife?
Wife? You married Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't think I am.
Says here you are.
No, it doesn't matter. It just means that if he's married, what's his wife's name?
Oh, well, put out Clarabelle Seastone. If he gets married, that's who he'll be.
Well, say, now, wait just a minute. If I have to get married to get a library card, I don't much think I want one.
You don't have to get married, Cedric. Just don't pay no attention to what Abner says. Let's see here now. Are you a property owner?
Mom?
Do you own any property of any kind, Cedric?
Well, I own a baseball mitt and a saxophone. It's busted, but...
Yeah.
No, Cedric, not that kind of property. I mean real estate, land. Do you own any land?
No, Mom. No, I don't own none of that.
Well, that's too bad.
Can he get a car now, Mom?
Not according to this, he can.
Oh, no.
Says he's got to be a property owner. Well, I'm sorry, Cedric. Maybe some other time.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mom. Why can't Cedric buy some land?
No, no, we couldn't ask him to do that. Wait a minute. Maybe that's a good idea. Might be a good invest for Cedric. He's old enough to where he ought to start thinking about such things as that.
Why, sure.
And it'll give him a better standing in the community, too. Folks will look up to him and respect him if he's a property owner.
Will they, sure enough?
Why, of course they will, Cedric. How much money you got?
Oh, let's see. I got $6.50.
Well, I'm afraid you can't buy much land with that, Cedric.
Well, Lana, don't say how much he's got to own, does it? Say, why couldn't we sell him a few feet of that little strip of ground from the store? No good to us.
Strange we could do that, John.
Why, sure.
Cedric, you're a property owner.
Well, good for me. Did I pass?
Why, sure you did. Didn't he, Long?
Well, I guess so. Oh, wait a minute. Here's one more question. You see, do you have a telephone listed in your name?
No, Mom, I don't. I ain't much good on the telephone, though. When I got something to say to somebody, I just go over and say it to them.
Well, I don't think we need to bother that long. Cedric don't hardly ever get no calls. Let's just skip that question.
No, it might be breaking some library laws. And I don't want to start off and get a bad name in the library business.
Well, I was just thinking, as long as my property's right next to yours, I could just use you fellas' phone if somebody calls me.
Why, sure he could, Long.
No, that ain't exactly according to the rules. I guess you just have to wait till you're a little older, Cedric.
Well, I'm sure the phone will work out, though, if you just let me show you.
No, you run along, Cedric. We'll talk to you about getting it again in a couple of years. See you later, Cedric.
All right, but I'd still like to show you.
Some other time. Goodbye, Cedric.
Goodbye, Mr. Long. So long, Mr. Abner. I'd still like to show you, though.
Well, some other time, Cedric. So long. So, Long, that's no way to treat a customer for the library. We might not never get no business.
Oh, yes, we will. I could see we're just wasting our time with Cedric, though. Besides, I ought to take Miss Frederick's her cards.
Oh, Miss Frederick. I ought to know she had something to do with this. Is she running this library, or are we?
Abner, all I'm going to do is just give her a library card. I think she ought to be the first one to get to be a member of the library here.
Why?
Coach, she's an educated, important woman, that's why. And if she's the person to take out a card, everybody else will be beating down the doors to join us. Who'd want a card just because Cedric got one?
Lom, I believe that's your whole idea. You just turned Cedric down because you wanted Miss Fredericks to have the first card.
I never done no such a thing.
Good done.
As Fred's in the library, I'm going to see the rules of enforced.
Yeah, well, don't get mad at me. Here, wait a minute, I believe that's all right. Don't leave yet, Lom. It might be to you. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Who? Well, Cedric. No, he ain't here. Well, I'll look, but I know he ain't here. Just a minute. You see him out there in front anywhere, Long?
No, I don't believe so. Wait a minute. Ain't that him running over this way?
Yeah, that's him. Hello? Yeah, Cedric could be right here. Hurry up, Cedric. You won't on the phone.
I'll be right there. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, all right.
Hello. Goodbye. There, you see, Mr. Lum, it'll work out fine. Now, do I get my library card?
Well, just a second, Cedric. What's the idea of answering the phone and hanging up like that?
Yeah, who was that calling you, Cedric?
Oh, that was me.
Huh?
I called up from across the street there. How about it, Mr. Lum? Do I get my library card now?
Doggy, that's a good one. Now, Lum, you ought to give him a card just for thinking that up.
Yeah, I'd like to, but I just can't. It's the rules.
Well, that's too bad, Cedric. I guess you and Miss Frederick will just have to do your reading someplace else.
What do you mean by that, Edna?
The rules. Miss Frederick ain't got no phone in her name, neither.
Huh?
Too bad, Cedric. Too bad.
Cedric, the rules have just been revised. Allow me to congratulate you on being the first one to get a card to the Pine Ridge Public Library.